This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Internet Explorers. It is I, Tim Geddes, joined by Nick Scarpino, and we are, in fact, the Internet Explorers.
Whoa! We're surfing the cyber waves,
dude.
Every show that start that Kevin's always so professional before the show.
So professional.
He runs around like a chicken with the head cut off, but then when it's time to be professional, he goes, "All right, everyone, the audio's going live." And he looks directly at me. He peeks over the little TV and makes eye contact with me. And he said, "I'm fucking talking to you, Scarpino. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking talk because they can hear you." Yeah. And then I mouth to you, "I want to fuck with him so bad. And
don't
you just
do
went,
it.
"Don't do it, Nick. It's Monday.
It's not.
That's a Wednesday thing for sure."
And to be clear, he doesn't say everyone audio is going live. He goes, "Okay, turd nuggets. Audio's about to go live."
We're nothing if not professional here at the Kind of Funny Studios.
That is something.
Oh, man.
Oh, so good.
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good.
You guys staying in there?
It's been a weird morning.
What a fucking...
A quick story for you.
Yeah, give it to me.
About the good old Starbucks, the danger juice, as they call it.
The danger juice? Lucy O'Brien calls Diet Coke the black juice, or the dark juice.
The dark juice.
That's what it is, yeah.
So I go to the same Starbucks I always do, waiting in line, and there's a shifty character in front of me. Yeah. And I'm just like, "San Francisco, here we go.
This guy's going to ask me for a dollar.
How late's this going to be?" Like, I'm already playing that game of, I lucked out with the meter. Like, I didn't need to put money in, but that time was counting down.
Yeah, don't do that. Every coffee always costs me another 50 cents because of the meter, if I had to park at a meter.
And it's the same area where I got the $900 ticket.
No, dude, you're threading the needle.
Yeah, there's something about it, though. It just gives me that rush. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean because I'm a paranoid. I'll put $5 in the meter for a $4 coffee.
But so I'm standing there waiting. I'm like looking out the window, checking my car, and just like this guy in front of me seems to not be ordering anything. And I'm fuck, what's going on? And I could tell he was kind of twitchy. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? He has this paper bag and he just puts it on the counter and he looks at the guy and he just goes, "Can I get change for a 20?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Oh, fuck, this is going to suck." And the guy being really nice, he's like, "Yeah, like what are you looking for? Like 4 fives,
pennies,
2 tens. He goes, "Can I get 21s?
Huh.
And the guy's like, "No, sorry. Like, we can't give you all the ones. Like,
yeah, I'll have to go back.
I can give
thing.
You 2 tens. And he goes, "Okay." Puts the paper bag down. Mm. And the barista's now like looking through the paper bag, pulls out so many wads of cash. No single $20 bill. A bunch of ones.
Okay.
It's like, what the fuck do you want? So eventually he gave him 2 tens for 21s, which
doesn't make
so
much sense.
So all of this, I'm like, this is bad. This is bad. And the barista guy makes eye contact with me and gives me that look of like, "Hey, dude, I might need help right now."
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck.
So you got to give this. That's
when
you
give Kevin. Yeah. Like, I don't want to have to deal with this.
That's when you give him a look back and that just says, "No, I'm going to leave because this is not my job."
It was kind of scary. Then here's the thing. This dude turns around.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to expect. But I did not expect him to have hooks for hands.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Wow. Okay. That took a different
story. And I was like, holy shit. And I just see the guy looking at me like he gave me that look of like, "I think this is under control. But you just heard that whole thing.
Right.
This guy, something's off.
Not there."
And he got hook for hands.
Yeah. He got hook hands.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Internet Explorers.
That's
each
crazy.
And every week. Me and Nick Scarpino right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Mondays. We explore the internet together. You can get the show as a podcast on podcast services. Just search for Internet Explorers with a Z. Or you can watch on youtube.com/kindoffunny when it goes up. Shout out to all of our Patreon producers helping make this show happen, including Trevor Starkey, David Mintel, Panzer, Jeremy Goldman, Drew Emmy, Kuresh Jozavi, and James Davis. You guys have been fantastic funding the Kind of Funny World tour. Yesterday we did the amazing San Francisco stop.
Dude, what a great meet and greet.
I'm sure we're gonna talk a lot more about it.
We are, but thanks to everyone that came out to that, and thank you to everyone who stuck around for my Cobb show and put up with the fact that we started an hour late and we're sold the fuck out. So if you got turned away last night, I really apologize. We'll get you guys in on the next one for sure. But
well,
you missed
make
the hell
that promise.
Well, I mean, like, they're going to forget. It's the internet. No one remembers, right? Isn't that how the internet works? You put it up and it goes away immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, we'll try to get you guys in, obviously. But yeah, if anyone that got turned away, sorry about that. I told everyone, oh, you can probably buy tickets at the door. And then I walked in. I was like, oh, we are sold the fuck out.
Well, so it was a comedy competition where the winners get to do more shows, like big
more
deal shows.
Yeah,
did you win, Nick?
I will be announcing that on the Kind of Funny podcast at 2 p.m. today, I believe. You guys can tune in if you're Patreon supporters. You guys can watch that live. If not, of course, it'll be up on YouTube later this week, and we'll talk about that. I'm sure I'll tweet about it before that because I'm stupid and I won't remember. But it was really fun, and what a great show. That was probably the best show as far as like a promotion that I was a part of that ever happened. We sold, I mean, I've never seen Cobb sold out before. Actually, that's not true. The last time I saw Cobb sold out was when I was sitting in the audience for Kevin Smith.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was really cool. It was cool to see everyone. Like when they opened up the balcony, I was like, this is okay. This is going to be a show.
This is going to be a show.
The energy is going to be
great
there,
energy.
Which is
it
great.
Was great, great energy. If you have Amazon Prime, that means you have Twitch Prime. Every single month, you get a free subscription to a Twitch site. We'd appreciate it if you used it on us. Every 30 days, you just got to redo it. It's really simple. It's a couple clicks. It's all you
know. Oh my God, I can't wait.
We need to find a way with this
so
show
good.
To not see
no,
this stuff.
I know.
Right?
I'm just not going to look at
gotta
it.
You got to use that separate laptop,
it's
dude.
I'm so not going to look
man.
At it.
It's so hard. It's time for some housekeeping. Like we were saying, the Kind of Funny World Tour rolls on. You can go to kindoffunny.com/events to see our full schedule. Next up is Kansas City, then New York City, then Vancouver, London to come later in the year.
Oh, it's going
to
be fun.
And as always, kindoffunny.com/store. If you want to look as cool as I do right now with this jacket or with this shirt, boom, kindoffunny.com/store. You don't need to pull it up, Kev. It's okay.
Well, Tim, I'm still organizing. For the first time ever, you broke my Chrome. With the
we
amount
did
of stories you sent.
We brought too much
Jesus,
internet.
Your fucking Chrome browser looks like my Chrome browser right now. That's how sad it is, Kevin.
Fuck, these are on sale?
49% off. Those cowards couldn't just go to 50. God damn it, Rooster.
49% off?
It's presidents, you know.
Well, because there's 49 presidents.
Yeah. That's not right.
You can't have Super Bowl 80. I don't know.
I think we're at 47.
Nick, look, there's 49 presidents. Which, first off, incorrect. Then second off, you can't have Super Bowl 80. What?
I was going to say something. I was like, if you have Super Bowl 87, it's got to be 87% off. That's how it's going to be.
Okay.
First off, Kevin started that. Uh-huh. I just agreed with him.
Well, you brought in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out what Super Bowl.
I don't think we're on 87.
Who the fuck knows?
Are we on like 35, 36?
No, we were 53.
We were 50. Yeah, I was in the 50s. Something like that.
Oh, WrestleMania.
Remember, because it was like XXX99. Whatever.
XXX99.
Yeah, we're at 45.
Oh, man. All right, it's time for In Other News. The first news story, I heard this on the radio today, driving into work. Have you heard of Peppa Pig?
Why have I heard? Yes, I think I have.
We did a story Aransky recently.
Was, I think, told us about her. Like, his kid likes Peppa Pig.
Yes.
That's why this looks like the kind of thing that kids like.
Yeah.
You know, kids where it's like, it's colorful and weird. And it's like, I honestly believe that most of the time, half the people that design this shit just like to torture parents because you know the parents are going to have to listen to whatever the fuck this song is for like 80 hours straight until they want
to
put a bullet in their head.
It's well, a TV show.
Murder, like murder, suicide, you know?
It's about to get worse for those parents because this is a phenomenon. All the kids love it. It's a huge thing going on around the world. But it's the story of this family of pigs, Peppa Pig being the titular character. But they have British accents because they're British pigs. All right?
Naturally.
American kids are picking up British accents and vocabulary from Peppa Pig.
That's annoying.
So everyone's calling him mummy.
I would like, no, we're not doing this.
There's quotes including, yeah, I can voice for the hashtag Peppa effect in our house. Taylor absolutely lapses into a slight Brit accent and vocabulary and uses the word straight away more than I ever have in my life.
Oh my God. That's actually kind of adorable. But it also reminds me of when Lindsay Lohan came back from Britain after like 2 weeks and decided to speak with a British accent
that
for a while.
That was fucking hilarious.
And you're just like, stop. No, you're not British.
Yeah.
You're not.
It's weird shit, man.
That's fucking strange. This is why I don't have kids.
This is why.
This is it right here.
Because they'd be talking all British. Because
they'd start talking British, and I'd be like, well, now I have to move to London, and now we have to raise you in the proper way, which is the Harry Potter manner, where you have to live under a staircase for a while and be super humble.
Just be humble.
You know, just be humble.
Be humble.
Humble these children.
Sit down. Next up, a very sad news story that's been making the rounds.
Okay.
There was a Mars rover, right?
Oh my God.
This little robot spent 15 years bouncing around Mars to stay warm until the storm came. Her final message to Earth was, my battery is low and it's getting dark.
That's really
sad. That is so depressing.
Do you realize how amazing this is, though? Like, this was a 9-month project that was supposed to happen, and it was so successful, it lasted 15 years.
Did you see the comic strip that went out around this?
No.
I'll try to find it for you, but I think Meg was tweeting about it, where she was like, I keep looking at this, and it's super sad. I'll find it real quick, and we can pull it up. You can keep talking. Hold on.
But yeah, it's just like, there's nothing more depressing than a robot having feelings.
Well, I mean, especially a robot that's stuck, like,
it's
on Mars.
Die.
I mean, it's not going to die. Well, let me. This is actually a really a cute comic that people put out. I think it was
so
Meg that's tweeting about it.
Someone
in the chat probably has it. Chat, link me to that.
Solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so there's a big storm, and there's a good chance that it's covered in dust now. And that, yeah, those solar panels unfortunately can't clean themselves.
Yeah, they fucked that up.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
How amazing would it be if somehow we were like, fuck it, we need to save this robot? And then
I mean, that would be very, very expensive.
We sent a team of human beings to go.
I mean, I'm sure.
Risk their lives.
I assure you that the first group of human beings to visit Mars will definitely clean Rover up and get them going again.
Yeah, so I'm going to. I can't. Let me try to find this.
Does it have a name?
It's the Mars Rover.
The other ones had names.
I wanted to have a better name.
I think.
What would you name it?
Here, I'm just going to download this.
Lucy.
Lucy?
I'm going to name it Lucy.
No, dude.
Do you send the comics to Kevin?
Mom's name. That's weird.
The Mars one?
Yeah.
Does it have the full ending?
I don't think it has. I just sent the one that Meg.
Spoilers. I don't want to know how it ends.
Okay, yeah. If you can bring that up, did you find the tweet or the actual comic?
The name is Opportunity. That is the fucking
dopest thing
I've ever heard.
That's like an anti-stripper name.
Are you sure that's this one?
Yeah. No.
Not the name of this particular rover.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought Opportunity was a different one.
Okay, so yeah, this is the comic. Opportunity. This is the comic that Meg was tweeting about. She was like, this is so sad. So if you bring it up, like, we can read this out loud. The panel one says day one of 90, 89 days to go, day 88 of 90, 2 days until I get to go home, day 91 of 91, or 91 of 90, just a question mark.
Oh,
and then
no.
It starts getting dark. Day 103 of 90. Maybe I didn't do a good enough job.
No.
Day 127 of 90. Maybe if I do a good enough job, they'll let me come home. Day 857 of 90. I thought if I analyze that rock really well, it's okay. I'll do a next one better. It just keeps getting darker and darker. And then it finally ends with the panel of the fucking Mars rover just by itself. And it says, oh no, I'm stuck.
This would make a
great,
Pixar movie.
Did I get to come home? ? And then it's just a full
Wally.
It looks like Wally. Someone drew two more panels to this,
mm-hmm.
where it's so this ends with day 1944 of 90. Oh no, I'm stuck, and then I don't get to go home, and it's really sad. And then someone drew two more panels to this day 146,083 of 90, and it's an astronaut landing on Mars and finding it. And then it's day 35,946 of 90, and we've built an entire habitat, and they just made a little...
Hell yeah, dude.
They made a little kind of cool little like dirt patch for Rover to
Save
be around.
Rover,
and yeah, it's actually really cute.
CJ
but Kevin's
Rock
right.
32.
At some point, we're going to land on Mars and clean that motherfucker up.
CJ Rock 32 says, Opportunity is a dope stripper name.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, big fan. And then
please welcome to the stage, Opportunity to get an STI.
The next news story is Meghan Trainor had a weird press release. Have you heard about this, Nick?
Is Meghan Trainor the singer?
Yes.
Okay.
So Meghan Trainor recently got married. Can you scroll down, Kevin? To the kid from Spy Kids.
Fuck yeah, Meghan Trainor. Yeah.
So that's a thing. She released a new EP, and the press release is just ridiculous. I'll read a little bit of it.
Let's do it.
You know you want it, and you can freaking get it, bitch, on all digital platforms right here. Okay. Megan's seducing your ears this V-Day, and you know she knows a thing or two about romance. Unless your phone's been broken for a hot minute, you know that Megan just got married to the ginger from Spy Kids, and trust what we say, girl is feeling the love. She took a break from her busy schedule to record some fire tracks in Los Angeles alongside frequent collaborators, blah, blah, blah. We know you want to hear songs about all the hot newlywed sex Megan and Daryl Sabera are having. Did you see what we did there? Which is why you'll love the banging single, All the Ways. Billboard was wet for All the Ways, calling it another fun, danceable track to fall in love with, and would Billboard lie to you, girl? This feels like you wrote it trying to be cool.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. This sounds like a Nick Scarpino joint.
It's like super weird and like trying to be trendy, but it's also way too nasty.
What this sounds
Why are you
like,
so nasty right now?
What this sounds like is I wrote a press release before you looked at it and just put it out.
Mm-hmm.
Before you and Greg looked at it and were like, you're at 120% Nick. Let's take it back to like 70% Nick and maybe put some actual facts in this.
Yeah.
You know? Good for her, man. She's all about that base.
She is all about that bass.
All about all about that. Apparently,
I do appreciate that it ends saying, "Choo choo, bitch. The love train is leaving the station, and you better get on board."
Good for her.
Good for her.
Good for you, Meghan Trainor.
Do your thing. Do your thing. And then the final news story of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, it is officially 158 days until Hobbs and Shaw is in theaters.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man. Every week when I update this number, it just makes me feel good. Knowing we're getting closer and closer and closer to The Rock.
I'm excited because I didn't get a chance to watch Fast 6 over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I got that to look forward to tonight. And I'm like, I'm actually excited because I'm like, I want it to be a little bit more fresh. I'm looking forward to this one.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. We'll see. I know. Look at the thing is this, like, I had some somewhat harsh criticisms of 5.
Mm-hmm.
And looking forward to coming back around on 6. Let's put it that way.
Come back around, baby.
Let's put it that way.
Vanessa Kirby.
I love her. I fucking love her.
Is going to go. It's going to be interesting.
Did you watch? Oh, you haven't seen fucking Fallout yet.
No.
Mission Impossible.
I haven't.
Vanessa Kirby, the two touchstones for me is that she plays the sister on the Crown.
Mm-hmm.
So princess, I forget what princess she is. Phenomenal on that show. And then she's awesome. I mean, she's just fucking great as like a side character in Fallout. She's really great.
And here she is now in the Fast.
Look at how fucking big her arms are. Why don't I look that good in Heather Gray?
You really don't.
I don't know.
She's not even close.
Next you know what segment. I did last night after my comedy show? I got donuts.
Yeah?
Yeah. I good fucked up you. 2 donuts and watched some Elementary. It
good
was good.
For you. This is the section called Tim Wants to Show Nick Stuff. Once again, Kyle Fidanu made a new kind of sketchy.
Okay.
I haven't seen this one yet.
Oh, shit.
But let's strap in, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we are.
Children get to dating age.
You have a daughter? Baby?
Just calm down, everybody. Claria? This is a different topic. Claudia?
Claria?
Claria?
Claudia.
What I want to do.
Claudia. Claudia Miller?
Claudia? No, Claudia.
No, Claudia.
Like the Claudia, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Not someone they're going to marry. Mm-hmm. Someone like this prick's taking my daughter to homecoming or whatever, right? I want to pull him aside and act like I'm going to give him a serious conversation. But instead, what I'm going to do is reach into my pocket, pull out a bunch of Red Hots, put them in his hand. Loose Red Hots in both pockets, and then just walk away. I don't eat these, so I don't know them. Lemonheads, I've eaten them myself. If I wanted to eat the candy and I'm pulling it out and it's got lint all over it, I'm still going to eat the candy. Then I'm the quote-unquote weird parent.
Hey, Claudia.
Claudia.
Your dad did the weirdest thing before we left.
Can we scroll back? I want to look at Claudia.
Someone
a little bit.
Like this.
Just in the class.
Claudia Miller.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
It's just Greg Miller.
It's Greg Miller with a wig.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yep.
That's brilliant. Good job, man.
Good job. That was awesome.
The thing is, when you know, Greg is a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Full stop.
Mm-hmm.
He's just insane.
Oh, man. Good job. Thank
the Kevin interview thing was fucking great. So good job, man.
Did we meet Agent Coleman yesterday?
He looks familiar. There were two dudes that looked like they were like backwoods Alaskans.
Yeah.
He might have been one of them.
Dude had a really big, nice beanie.
There were two guys that were sitting outside on the patio smoking cigarettes that looked like they were in a bluegrass band and also made their own boats out of like makeshift IPA cans.
Yeah.
And then there were two other guys that I was like, two guys came up to me that looked, they were big and brilliant, had big beards. And I was like, I'm going to take a guess right now. They're like, what? I'm like, you guys brew your own craft beers, don't you? And they're like, yeah. How'd you know? I was like, you got that fucking look.
But you got the
you
look.
You got that
baby.
Look. You just got the look. What's this?
All right. This next up, I saw this. These are just the collection of clips I saw this week that I'm like, you know what? This is going to give Nick a good old chuckle.
Let's go. Oh my God, that's, oh shit. Oh, see, this is why you can't fuck with ice.
You can't fuck with ice.
I'd love it if he just kept going. Just kept going. He can't get back
like,
up.
He lost both shoes in that transaction.
Oh, his ass hurts.
Yeah, dude, that would hurt like a motherfucker. You just fall on your ass and skid.
Joey had a great quote tweet to this that was just like, what's up, Apex Legends?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
God, hold on. Wait till it restarts. Ready?
Oh my God, it's beautiful. All
right, wait for it.
Hold on. Pause it.
I can't pause it.
Oh, man.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's graceful.
You know, here's the thing about corgis. Oh, they got to stop. They got to stop. It's cheating.
It is cheating.
Do you understand me?
Everything they do is perfect.
Like, have you ever seen an ugly corgi? No. They don't exist.
No, I have. I've seen some ugly ones.
I've never seen an ugly corgi.
But when they look like this, they're great.
Well, they're always cute because they're like, They're like you drew a fucking like.
I want
to
see this again, Kev.
Wait for it.
Also, Risinger has got to change that header. I cannot stand. I can't see Barb dressed up like him.
God, it she fucks looks like with such me. A nasty pervert.
She does. She looks like she looks like she has like candy from the 80s that she's trying to sell to kids just to get him in the car.
It's fucking dog though, dude.
I know. It's cute.
Like, I love the wings, how they spread the frame.
Look at him.
So good.
It's this
so
moment cute. Right here.
It's just, it's great.
Where it looks like it's actually flying.
Yeah. Tristone pictures. Yeah. Right?
Yes. That's perfect.
So good. Are they gone? I feel like I haven't seen that.
No, Sony owns
them, I might have been singing Columbia just now. I don't know. It's a good question. I think they bring them back every once in a while.
Yeah.
But these companies, it's funny to track the companies from like the 80s and 90s because they get sold and folded into something else.
Yeah.
Like Columbia Pictures, I think, is still around, but it's a Sony company now.
So it doesn't have the fun music.
I don't know anymore. Every once in a while, you see Amblin Entertainment and you're like, what the fuck?
You're still around?
Who brought up Amblin?
Gwen Stacy, kind of funny best friend, made this video of her dog.
Okay.
Are you a good girl? Beta, are you a good girl? Beta, you want to play? Beta, you want to play? Beta, you want to play? You want to get your toy? Amanda, you want a treat?
I was like, something's gonna happen.
That was good.
That was funny.
It's a cute dog too.
I know.
Keep full talking.
Fluff balls.
You need me to stall for you to get to the next tab? Is that what you need me to do?
Is this it?
This is it. This is it. So there's this rat.
Hold on, I'm gonna try to restart it and then go.
There's this rat.
That didn't work. Restarting it.
That this cat's trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
And the rat is the most badass little shit I've ever heard.
Oh my god, what is he doing? Do you not see?
Dude, he's huge too. Like he's
that, the cat's the size of that rat.
Oh
shit!
Hold on, it plays it again in slow mo.
My god, that's some ninja shit. Oh my god, this is why they're gonna win.
Yeah,
there's more of them, and they're smart enough to open up grates.
We're really good at killing things, though.
There's lots of rats.
There's so many of them.
There's probably millions of rats just in San Francisco.
Yeah,
that's true. This thing, like, honestly, I don't know. It's just a picture, but to me, it's the mic that really makes it. Adorable beagle and possum become best friends.
Yeah, well, why not?
So
why
the
not?
Word of the day today, ladies and gentlemen, is possum. Why is possum spelt with an O?
It's not. I think they misspelled
it. No, it's spelled with an O.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
It's a silent O.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that fucking weird?
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I just Googled possum the other day.
What?
Why?
Because, it is opossum. No. Possums and opossums are different things.
No, they're not.
Yeah, there's something called a possum, I think.
No, an opossum, it's just, for whatever reason, it's spelled with an O, but then people don't spell it with an O, so it now is also spelled with the P.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I did not know that.
Word of the day.
I Googled it the other day because I watched Willow over the weekend. And one of the characters gets turned into a possum. And I was like, what is that? And it was a bushtail possum. Hmm. I was like, that animal is weird looking.
They're really weird.
They look crazy. You mean the top story here?
I did not know this.
The American possums are actually called opossums. Scientific name. Oh, God. Diddleomorphia. But for some reason,
you read that very well.
They are more commonly referred to as possums without the O, just like our native Australian species. But our Australian possums are scientific name, Philanthropy. Both of them are super.
That one you did not nail.
you took a guess on that one.
Oh man,
possums are fucking terrifying.
Yeah, they are.
Can we
dude.
Just for a minute look at this picture? That's terrifying.
I've been scared of
possums
ever since a Goofy.
They're not
movie.
Terrifying. You know why? Because they have two modes. They either fucking lay down like dumbasses or run. That's all they do.
Are that you is seeing this?
Not true.
My mom used to find
right
we
here. Anytime they're in like a trash can
it's
and
yawning.
They can't fucking get out,
yeah.
And you have to knock over the trash can, you have to deal with this little fucker making a hissing noise.
Yeah, that's the thing is my only possum interaction, because in San Francisco, they're not like common, right?
Yeah. That's because the raccoons eat them.
One time we drove to this like this mountain view, and we just like looked at the view, it was cool or whatever, and then we start coming back, there's a one-way street you have to drive down, and so we're driving and this fucking possum's just in the middle of the street.
Oh,
looking jacked. Do you remember this guy?
Yeah, jacked.
Like fucking steroids, just like
definitely on steroids.
I'm like, I guess we have to back out now.
Tim kept getting closer and he just kept getting more jacked.
He was ready to fuck my car up. We had to back out and leave. He might still be there to this day.
That's crazy. Yeah, no, these my only experience is that we used to have a black lab growing up, and there was always a possum that would sit, like the same fucking possum would sit up on our brick wall, and it was just far enough away from my black lab to not be able to get it. So she used to go fucking nuts and like bark all night. And so my mom would come out with a broomstick and just fucking hit the possum and poke it over the thing. Just push it over. I was like, my mom is a gangster, dude. This thing could have attacked her. She's like, fuck it. I'm taking a stick to it.
All right, next up.
Love it.
This is called a comfy accident.
So is this still part of Nick want?
Tim wants to show Nick stuff,
okay,
yeah.
Cool, just making sure.
Greg, did you know that it's opossum, not possum?
Is my mic up?
No.
Were you there the whole time?
Yes, I did. I didn't know that until I worked at Petland. And
yeah.
There was a woman there who was my boss who always said opossum. And I'm like, I understand. And then I was like, why? And then it was spelled that way. And I was like, I don't think it's how you say it, though.
Yeah, it's
you know
not.
What I mean? Why are you trying to be fucking slap nuts over there, Jeff Jarrett?
It's,
you know?
It's fucking crazy to me. I didn't know that. I learned a new thing today.
So
I also learned that we're just leaving the Mars rover to fucking die on Mars. We are animals and monsters.
We can't go back for it. We couldn't go back for Matt Damon. Like, that took, like, the interference of the Chinese.
He ate potatoes and fucking figured out how to lose some weight. That's what he did.
He did. As you may know, Nick, this is my first week in the office. In 2019, first full week.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the show that's like the morning show where I can interrupt it with dumb stuff, right?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah, cool. So, I mean, like, Tim doesn't like it, but we have a two-hour lunch meeting here booked. Should we order in lunch?
Yeah. It's because Chinese food.
I just put it on the counter for 2 hours.
I know it's important so we don't lose anything. Yeah. What do you want to eat? What are you feeling?
Not for anything, man.
Nick, what do you want to eat?
I'm so kind of hungover from last night that
you're hungover.
Weirdly, yes. I think I'm just tired.
Exhausted.
And it's possible that I ate too many donuts after the show last night.
Mm. When I got in the Uber with Jen hungover after your show, like, I couldn't put sentences together. I was so
hard. Yeah, it was hard.
So you don't care what you eat?
No, I don't care. I mean, we could also go to lunch if we need to. I don't think we need a full hour for that production meeting. But whatever.
Kevin, you're pushing me away from the Mongolian beef the more you say it.
I'm fine with whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to your show.
Good luck. Literally.
This is a comfy accident.
I mean,
that's still terrifying.
It's terrifying, but at least you'd be like, "Well, that was not as bad as it could have been."
It could have been a lot worse. I'm just happy it's on camera.
It could have been a lot worse.
I feel like the it looks like the bike rolled or like rolled over his leg.
Yeah.
Right. Like, there's a point right here where it's like it looks like it's still gonna slide. It's fun though.
It is fun. It is fun. This is a dope ass editing. You can just turn the audio down a little bit so it's not as loud. But someone just rotoscoped animation over her dance, and it's so rad.
Who is this?
Some K-pop person, I don't
know. This is cool as fuck.
Yeah.
This is dope.
So tight.
Dude, this reminds me of one of my absolute all-time favorite movies of all time.
Dance.
I mean, I'm a fan of this K-popper.
So wait. Did someone add that in post?
Yeah.
Okay, because I thought if that's happening live,
no.
That's some neat fucking technology.
That would be insane. Yeah, no, it's not.
Consensus is so Wild sick. Wings. How's that sit with y'all?
That sounds great. Wild
Wings party. All right,
cool. That sounds great. I slacked you. Just FYI. Something annoyingly on him. It'll be annoying for you, but we'll figure it out.
Oh, so it's real.
What's that? Yeah, it was real slack. No, real slack.
I thought I was going to look at it. It's going to be like, you a bitch. I thought.
He should have been
you a bitch. No.
Next up, we got this dog. Yeah. He's great.
This is amazing. Oh, but I was going to say that last clip reminded me of one of my all-time favorite 80s movies called The Last Dragon. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon. It's a movie that's kind of like this, like, weird, very weird fantasy take on, like, a kung fu movie where the main character is Bruce Leroy, and it's like, he's like a kung fu guy in Harlem.
Yeah,
and fights Shonuff. But at the very, very end, the whole thing is he's chasing the glow. So if he ascends to that top level of mastery, he gets the glow.
Yeah.
And to this fucking day, it is the coolest effect I've ever seen in a movie.
I remember you played the theme song for me.
Oh, it's sexy.
Like a couple years ago, then I watched it. Yeah.
It's ridiculous and not a good movie, but really, really fun.
Hey, Barrett.
No, he got this pooch.
What does he have in his jowls?
Hard-boiled eggs.
Who gave him the eggs?
The eggs are good for the hair.
I don't think they should eat the shell, though. Dogs are fucking dumb.
Dogs are really, really, really
I love
dumb.
Them. I want a dog so bad. I'm trying to get my... I'm going down the pecking list of what I may be able to get as a pet. Mm-hmm. I'm to turtle. I'm like... I asked my wife, I was like, can we get a turtle?
Why would you want a turtle?
Because they're low impact, and I can take them with me on stuff. Put in my backpack. They won't know.
Don't get a turtle.
You think that? You think that the TSA would really get that I got a turtle in my backpack?
Nick,
I don't think they know.
Me and Tim both had turtles, and they don't live very long. Well.
I thought they lived like for like 100 years.
Yeah, but not when you're like. What,
well, maybe if you fucking sit on them, Kevin. Oh, I'm gonna sit on my turtle right around. And turtle's like, just kill me, just kill me. I live with Kevin. I'm surprised Thomas hasn't attempted fucking Harry Carry yet either. But whatever.
Oh my God. First of all, that would be an honor-based thing, and there's nothing that he like is. Dishonorable about.
That's fair.
Second of all, fuck you, man. You don't know the life that I've lived. I took care of those turtles, and one of them wanted to die real bad.
Did you make a soup out of it? I could just see you like, I'm gonna honor this turtle by making turtle soup out of him. The turtle's like, I don't want any of this. Just throw me out of a moving car. Make this end as fast as possible.
Next up.
Next up. Oh no. Is that a dog?
Yeah.
God, would you let your dog do this?
Yeah, like that's it's
you fucking
horrible.
Asshole.
No, they like it.
But like, good for him, dude.
Dog's riding it.
Yeah. And he has a cool little sweater. The crowd cheering is the best.
How many fucking people are watching this dog?
Oh shit, he's giving high fives?
He just goes out like slapping everyone's hands.
This
like,
is
yeah.
this first off, this is this is like a maybe like an inch away from animal cruelty.
Oh,
I just want everyone to know that like
absolutely.
This might be something you want to report on Instagram. Like people shouldn't be getting famous for making their dogs almost die.
I've seen videos of dogs starting the run and going down the stairs. Like the dogs are in.
I don't know if that dog's in though.
And whether or not the dog
I mean,
is
dog,
yeah, you probably shouldn't.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That dog looks stoned as shit.
There are bigger problems at hand.
We've got. We're all over the place on this one today.
Oh man, Kebab says I don't like the dog favoritism today. Oh baby, you might want to stop watching it. There's a lot more pooches.
You know we don't like cats in this office.
Yeah,
this next video is not dogs, but Nick, this one was just for you.
Oh my God, you have a really good upper body strength for that. That's impressive. Holy shit, fuck you. That's not possible. You can't do that.
It just keeps going.
Oh my God. This is fun to watch.
Oh my God, this guy's got really good upper body strength. He needs to do like American Ninja Warrior. Did he just dab?
Oh, two fingers.
Oh my God. Carrying a fucking case on?
Ammunition.
Or whatever those things are called.
This is really fun to watch. Sorry,
it's,
audio.
It's breaking my brain.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's impressive. This guy's got really good core strength, really good upper body strength. I feel like if when no one's watching, this is what Kevin does. He just goes out and climbs between cars like the road is lava. I got in a conversation with one of the best friends last night about when we used to climb together, Kev.
Yeah, I heard you were talking hella shit. You told everyone it was bad at
that
it?
That doesn't sound like Nick. I don't believe it.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
Rumors, man. Unsubstantiated rumors.
Whoa, look at him.
He's greasing that thing.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, shit. DJ Kendall says, this guy is the champion of the forest lava.
This guy is great.
Music really adds to it.
That's real. One of my buddies was a Marine.
Oh my God.
He,
oh my God. 50 to 20 pound weight.
That's really impressive.
He's just flipping. Oh, now he's just dancing.
Now he's just breakdancing. Now he's just showing off.
Wait.
This is just like.
Oh, whoa.
What the fuck was that?
He was dancing in the air.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
He got a medicine ball.
This guy really needs to do American Ninja Warrior.
He must have already done it. You know what I mean? Like.
Also, epic music, and I love that it's still going.
It's still going. All right, we can cut off.
Do you think his friends are like, we get it?
I mean,
we get it, dude. Oh, is he a firefighter also?
What? Is he a firefighter how does it also? End like that?
I really
because he's passing the torch to his friend Kevin.
Oh shit! There'll be a sequel.
There's going to be a sequel called Dr. Savage 2: The Return of Savage and Friends.
I wish that video once he started dancing, like he was just really good at dancing, and then the next clip it was like him cooking and he's really good at cooking.
Yeah, like he's great at everything.
Keeps fucking going. This terrified me for some reason.
I love this.
Even though it shouldn't have.
I found this so relaxed. I've actually done this before, and it feels good. Oh, there's no audio. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It starts going very fast.
Dude, it's a freaking maelstrom. It's a mini maelstrom.
You know what? I said possum was the word of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, maelstrom, word of the day. Leave it in the comments,
please. I had a very similar experience to this just the other day. It was raining so hard, and our little rain gutter on the roof was clogged. And I was like, oh, no. Like, I walked out. I'm like, oh, shit, the fuck. Like, it had been raining. So I'm like, there's like a half a foot of water on our roof.
Yeah.
I'm like, we got to get this drain or else it's going to start. It's going to fuck up the roof.
No problem.
So I looked at it. I just kind of poked the drain with my umbrella. And it started going, and I flipped off the like, it was just covered in gunk and shit. Yes. And then for, what do you think, Kev? A good 5 minutes, I just watched the rain drain, like the water drain,
Sam,
and it made a little whirlpool, and I was like, this is really fun to watch.
For a good 3 minutes, we were just like watching him watch it without him knowing we were watching.
Great.
And everyone like in that side of the office is just having a blast.
I can't have one fucking moment of peace in this office.
It was raining. He was standing in the rain, just staring at this hole with delight in his fucking eyes.
It was all I had.
I've never seen him so happy.
I had one moment last week of actual happiness, and then I turned around, and what did I see? Kevin's fucking face staring out from the window.
Laughing.
That laughing. And Joey fucking Noel behind him. Like Joey, here's the thing about Joey. Let's stop for a second. Joey plays the innocent card, okay? But she's always the one behind
the thing about Joey is she's involved in everything. Good and bad.
Good and bad.
Like, she's there. She's the puppet master.
I looked at her and I was like, Joe, I never thought you'd do me like this. I never thought you'd do me wrong like this. And she just went,
Yeah.
And walked away.
Classic Joe. That's what she does.
God damn it.
All right. So now, Kebabs, this is for you. We got more dogs. We got more pooches. This video, I saw the beginning of it. It was just one of those, like, came up on my Facebook things. Some friend of mine posted or some shit. Mm-hmm. It's a compilation that's 3 minutes. We're not going to watch it all.
Let's watch all 3 minutes.
Let's start this thing and let's just go for the ride.
Oh, my God. French bulldogs have to be the cutest dogs. He didn't know it was there.
Look at him.
He looks like a gremlin.
Oh,
so cute.
Oh, man, I want a dog so bad. I hate my cat.
Your cat fucking sucks.
He sucks.
What the fuck? Why are there so many labs? Yeah. That's how I imagine Cool Greg looks when he showers. Like, he just doesn't like it. I want a fat pug so bad. I want to get a pug and immediately make him so fat. Oh.
Stupid fucking dog.
Oh, my God.
I love the way he's moving.
Jesus. All right, we can move on from this.
No.
Thank you.
There it is again, Kev.
I'm telling you, they like it. I got a pup.
Oh, what is that? Is that a corgi pup?
Yeah.
See, they don't make bad-looking pups.
They don't. They don't make bad-looking pups.
Oh, is she going to throw up? I hope she fucking horks all over the place.
Oh. All right. We doing this one?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. That was amazing.
Perfect music.
The music's so good.
That's awesome.
I want to keep watching it.
So good. All right.
Do you think it will ever get old to spit the paper from a straw at your friends?
What's up?
Do you think that ever gets old?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
It does.
It never gets old.
I'm usually the fucking target.
And it's because like Kevin always does it.
So this is the session called Nick Wants to Show Tim Stuff, but it's actually brought to you by Kev, because Nick didn't have anything this week.
I didn't have anything.
Oh, Kevin wanted to show people this.
Wait, hold on.
More dogs.
More dogs, 08.
All right, let me full screen this shit.
What's shaking, Bacon? What's going on here?
We're full screening, bro.
All right, let's go.
We're making things happen. And then Replay Media did nothing. It's a good one, Tim Tam.
What?
I can't hear it.
No, that's not real. Okay.
It was one,
and then they just went three. That was hilarious. No, I was like, wait, did they all get in?
There's several dogs in there.
No.
No, they just put them in there, but that's awesome.
Oh, man, it's so good.
Tim, I got one more for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was going to show you. And it's cuter rather than,
Is that a warthog?
It is, in fact, a warthog.
Those things are scary.
Ready? Hold on. Oh, the baby warthogs.
Those are baby warthogs?
Yeah.
Those are terrifying. Why are there so many of them?
They're mobilizing.
All right, here's what we're going to do. You know what I mean? You just do it. All right, here's what's going to happen.
I love it. That's awesome.
It's a cute moment.
That's really cute.
Really great. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Internet Explorers is brought to you by Eero. Eero is the Wi-Fi we always wished we had in our own homes. A fast, reliable connection in every room and the backyard too. Total network protection. Eero Plus offers the ability to block malicious and unwanted content across your entire network. When you're out there exploring the internet, you got to stay safe, ladies and gentlemen. Advanced security by checking the sites you visit against a database of millions of known threats. Eero Plus prevents you from accidentally visiting malicious sites without slowing anything down. You can get rid of annoying ads and pop-ups on all of your devices. Ad blocking also improves load times for ad-heavy sites so you can browse and stream faster than ever before. I set it up for Gia's mom at her house. It was super simple, easy to do. There's an app that follows you through all the steps that you got to go.
Yep.
To get Wi-Fi all over the house in equal amounts. What's up?
The app walks you through all the steps.
Yes. Yes.
Not follows you through.
You know what, Kevin?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
You click it and it follows you through. Okay. All right?
Yeah,
all right.
Sure, dude.
The in-law unit was getting really bad Wi-Fi until now. Now it's fantastic.
Now it's twerking out.
It's twerking out for Excellent. Everybody. You never need to think about Wi-Fi again. To get $100 off the Eero base unit and two beacons package and 1 year of Eero Plus, visit Eero.com/kindoffunny and at checkout, enter code kindoffunny. That's Eero.com/kindoffunny and at checkout, enter code kinda funny. Next up, shout out to Hims. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. The thing is, when you start to notice hair loss, it's too late. It's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you lost. That's why you should be like Nick and Andy and go to 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. There's no snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science. There's no waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits. You can save hours by going to 4hims.com. Andy and Nick did it. They went online, talked to a doctor, sent in some photos. Was it easy, Nick?
It's super easy. Still using stuff today. I take the Finasteride. I use the shampoo and I take the vitamins and it's great. I saw some pictures of me last night on stage. Looking fabulous.
Looking fabulous. Our listeners right now can get a trial month of Hims for just $5 right now while supplies last. You can see the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/morningshow. That's forhims.com/morningshow.
Ha ha.
Let's see. Where do
I want to see the toothpaste thing? What's the toothpaste thing that just happened?
Oh, that's a fun clip. That's a fun clip that's coming.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is from Kevin.
Yeah, this is something I sent you a while ago. I thought.
Oh, God. He's taking that poll. Oh, look at that tongue.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
That's disturbing.
Jesus, Joseph.
It's so disturbing.
Oh, he's going for the other one, dude. Oh, yeah. I got him. Sucking them all off.
Take that. It's pilot. What is it, like bird shit on the pole? What is he licking?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, have you ever actually, like, met a been with a giraffe?
You ever met a giraffe?
I've never been with a giraffe. Not been with it.
You can't spray
this. This is getting worse.
You ever been with a giraffe with that video?
No, I remember a long time ago, I went up to Jurassic Park up in like Northern California. I forget what it was called.
Wait,
but
Jurassic Park?
That's what me and Stu called it. Me and Stu pulled the guy aside. We're like, you guys got to start calling this Jurassic Park. You have to do it. And the guy's like, that's a really good name. And he didn't change it. But nobody fucking listens to me. Anyway, I went up on a trip and pet a giraffe, and it was great. But their tongues are weird as fuck.
They're blue, yeah, right?
Yeah. They're like, yeah, they're like a deep, deep blue. And they just like, they're long, man.
My
long.
God. I'm going to skip this one, Kev. I want to go straight to the Cool Greg effect. What are you looking at, Nick?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
You Google Jurassic Park too? Because I just did.
Huh? Jurassic Park's the best.
Pull up that image. Pull up the first one.
Yeah. No, top left.
Oh, sorry.
Right there, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to try to figure out what this giraffe zoo was called.
You know, Paula has also gone to Giraffe Zoo. It might be the same. Did they have a hot tub?
No.
They didn't have a hot tub where the giraffe came
up. You know, it wasn't the first question that popped in my mind, but next time I'm up there, I'll ask if they have a hot tub or not.
Well, Paula, like, went to...
Hey, FYI, do you guys have a... Like, I know I'm petting an amazing animal right now. This is a unique experience, but you know what would be awesome? Love to just take a dip in the hot tub. You guys have a hot tub?
You're not understanding. This place also had, like, an B&B connected to it, right?
Like a bed and breakfast?
Bed and breakfast. And they had a hot tub thing. And they also had giraffes free ranging around that area so you could feed them while you were in the hot tub.
I don't believe.
I don't know if you've ever fed a giraffe, but I have.
I have fed a giraffe. Yeah, we just went over that. We talked about that.
Did you?
5 minutes ago.
That's what you were saying?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that out of
I think this place is called the B. Bryan Preserve in Point Arena, California.
That sounds like the same place. I'm not going to lie to you.
It might be. It might be the same. But we didn't stay there, though. We were staying someplace far away.
You missed out. There's a hot tub in there. It's great.
Well, they're all dead now.
It's time for the Cool Greg Effect. Last week, we checked in on Cool Greg's Twitter. And had a great time.
Wait, hold on. Before you do that, Kevin, I'm going to slack this to you. Can you pull this page up? I just want to point something out here. This is, wait, you want me to slack it to you or control?
Control, man.
He says that like it's fucking, it's different every fucking week. He's like, dude, you always say to control. Last week, hey, can you say this to me? Just kind of funny, Kevin.
Nick, I've explained it to you. I've explained it to you. If it's something that's getting added to the graphics machine, send it to kind of funny Kevin. Otherwise, send it to control. Fucking dumb.
That makes complete sense. Why don't you bring this up real quick?
I'm going for it.
Just want to point this out. Amazing.
Oh,
zebra.
They have zebras too, yeah.
Come down. Scroll down. This is what I love about this place. They got all these animals, right? There's the giraffe. There's the sanctuary. You can hang out with them. Scroll down. Keep going. Goat. Awesome. House cat.
Also, there's a cat.
Also, house cat. I was like, I don't think you needed to highlight the tabby cat. We get it. You got a lot of animals. But they're like, you know what we should get in them? People who like cats. Like, yeah. That's what we'll do.
That's hilarious.
There's the hot tub. This must be it, right?
I assume so. I didn't realize they had a place you could stay there. That's awesome.
Cool, yeah.
Wow. There is in fact a hot tub.
I love that they have the faux Tyrannosaurus Rex though, like electrified lines. just so the giraffes don't attempt to get in the hot
get
tub.
Get too crazy and suck you off.
That's amazing.
The zebras, dude. You don't want to fuck with the zebras, man.
I don't want to fuck with any of them, honestly, especially that cat. Now it's finally time for the Cool Greg Effect. This week, Cool Greg,
God bless your brother,
did not fail to deliver.
Nope. Sure didn't.
So much gold.
Do you know if he knows that this is happening?
Let's just not tell him.
Okay, cool.
You know what
I mean? Same stance, bro.
Yeah. He, Cool Greg, very sensitive soul. Doesn't take praise
nobody,
well.
Nobody tell him about
this. Yes.
True story. My wife last night was like, I want to tell Cool Greg how cool his hair is. I'm like, don't. Mm-hmm. Don't talk about his hair.
He'll just shave it off.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. There was an Uber fax. There was some owls have been known to keep little snakes as pets. And Cool Greg quote tweets it, imagine if Hedwig and Nagini was homies on the low. How does this make you feel, Nick? I imagine that Nagini
is the bad snake. It's a Voldemort snake.
He's
yeah.
Bad.
It kills a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. This makes me happy.
Next up.
I also, it makes me happy, especially because he found the owl emoji and the snake emoji. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think I have those. I think he has a different app that has better emojis than me. Like the street emojis, like the real emojis.
Yeah, the
like
real
I'm using
one,
the fucking
street.
Basic ass emojis that are on my phone. He installed something better.
So he did this one and I don't quite understand what he's saying, which is 90% with Cool Greg, but this rain given me the sniffles and Bieber fever.
Yeah. Well, now if I may attempt to figure this out, mm-hmm. to decode the Cool Gregism, I think what it's saying is the rain is making me sad and sick. And it also makes me want to listen to Justin Bieber's latest album.
Well, that was the thing is that it's the Bieber factor here that I'm like, I don't know what he could be referring to for Bieber fever.
Usually when you say you've got Bieber fever, it means that you've just become a huge passionate fan of Bieber.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe we don't know this about Cool Greg. Maybe he's really into it. Yeah. I couldn't name one Justin Bieber song right now, mm-hmm. but I'm sure I know. I'm sure I've heard his songs before.
Yeah.
Can you name one Bieber song?
Baby.
What does it sound like? Sing it to me.
Baby. Oh.
No, that was uncanny.
Yeah, I know.
That's right? Just really good.
That's crazy. Next up, David had a little poem here that said, Andrea's hair is red, Tim's eyes are blue, get yourself some sweet nasty love from the Kind of Funny crew.
Right.
Cool Greg quote tweet says, if we're being honest, Tim's eyes ain't that blue.
Yep.
And I'm like, you little shit. So I replied, shut the fuck up, STFU, number one, implying that he's the number one best blue eyes in San Francisco. And he replies, oh damn, Gio's wine's hitting you harder than you know right now. Sleep it off, bro. Get back to me in the morning.
Wow.
So I'm like, cool, there's a lot of shit being talked. Then next tweet, Kevin. The next tab.
Oh, sorry.
He tweets a separate tweet.
Yeah.
A subtweet because he doesn't fucking at me like a goddamn coward.
Yeah.
He says, I remember being suspended in fourth grade because I said, what's up, dog, to my teacher. I never understood how that could hurt her feelings. But Tim just said STFU to me in a tweet as a grown man. And I don't know, y'all. It just don't feel good.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Mm. I think honestly, part of growing up is really is maturing and seeing that how your actions affected people in the past.
Yeah.
And you get it.
Mm-hmm. Then he has this next gem. I'm all about personal bubbles and shit, but if you're under 10 and watching cartoons in front of me in line, it's looking real ugly for your privacy because I'm going to be all up in that phone for real.
Yeah. I'm right. I sympathize with this because, as you know, like there are multiple times Greg does this as well. Uh-huh. When you watch people's movies on planes, mm-hmm. as they're like, you just stare at it. It's super rude, but I do it all the time. I can't help myself.
Gotta do it.
Like, it's a free movie. I'll watch it.
And then next up, unpopular opinion. Holding the door open for me is never helpful. I'm too big and too coordinated for all that.
You don't
they
do
always
it right.
End up in my way and slow you down, TBH. I don't mind holding the door open for other people, though.
Yeah. It's just important to know if you see Cool Greg, he can open his own damn door. He's his own ass man. Do you understand?
Yeah. Oh, God. I love it so much. Then next one. Hold on. This one.
Yeah.
There's fucking layers to it. Okay. I want you to strap
it. He used paragraph breaks.
He said, I ordered a hamburger from DoorDash. I specifically said no mayonnaise because I can't eat it. There was mayo. They are only willing to refund me for the burger and not the delivery fee. I just paid them for absolutely nothing. Still hungry, so that's cool too. At DoorDash with the middle finger emoji.
Yeah, fuck you, DoorDash.
Now, I wouldn't have brought this tweet up because there's nothing clever about it. There's nothing, you know, Cool Greg about it.
He is hurt.
Mm-hmm. Scroll down.
I hope DoorDash.
Elise Willems replies, I am seething.
Yeah.
Cool Greg replies, thanks, dude, with a image that is Cool Greg Google searching,
seething.
What the hell do seething mean?
Yep. Yeah.
He's a fucking genius, man.
It's genius in its purity. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, this is something that I would do, but it wouldn't have the same effect. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because people would see right through much of a fake-ass human being I am.
You wouldn't do what the hell do seething mean. That's the magic, you know?
It's like this.
It's
the way he looks at the world. That's brilliant, you know? That's where the art really lies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God bless him.
And then he says, I think I could be good at painting girls' nails if I practice a little bit. I'm used to drawing on shit that ain't meant to be drawn on.
Well.
And then the fingernail painting emoji.
Yeah.
Where are these emojis coming from?
Why does he not have a million followers? This is what I want to know.
God. Next up, Kevin.
And also, it would be really cool if he learned to paint people's nails, because Paula spends way too much on that shit.
Oh, yeah. Paula is the one that would want to capitalize off that.
So scroll up, Kevin. So this is an old one, but it came back on my feed. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to include it here. We talked about this before in the morning show, but now on Internet Explorers, we got to bring it back to the new people here. I fuck with that Panda Express, but why is their chow mein like half salad, half noodles? And Panda Express replies, hi, Greg, that definitely doesn't sound right. Which panda did you visit? We'd like to check in with the team. And Cool Greg replies, I don't want no smoke, Panda. I really fuck with y'all. I'll delete the comment if you want, but I don't want to point out any specifics. I personally know some PE employees that work too hard to deal with my bullshit tweets.
Yeah. No, it's... I don't want no smoke, Panda. Because where there's smoke, everyone knows, there's fire. Do you see what I'm saying? That's amazing. Like, I don't want to hear... Oh, my God. How does he just... Do people talk like this, or does he just make this shit up? Because this is what I really want to know.
No, he talks like... You've talked to him. He talks like...
But that's my question. Is there a whole subsect of San Francisco that talks like this that I just don't know of?
Yeah.
Or is Cool Greg...
You know them. They're all
no, because when he brings
friends.
His other friends over, they're normal. He brings that one dude over with the beard, Separate? And the guy's like, "Hey, man, what's up?"
Reuben. Oh yeah,
yeah. Reuben comes over. Reuben's like,
Reuben
"Hey,
is,
Nick."
Reuben is,
and I'm like, "Hey, Reuben." All of his other friends are just like, they're not Cool Greg.
No.
Now I know he's got another one like named Trey or something like that. That like,
oh, Trey, Dirty Trey.
Is that Dirty Trey?
Dirty Trey.
Yeah,
Dirty Tay. Dirty Tay.
That's what
Sorry,
it is.
Yeah, you're right.
I know Tay might have a little something going on.
Oh my
but.
God. All right, next up. Cool Greg tweets.
This is the fucking
I'm
best.
Choosing walking,
this was the best. I saw this.
I'm choosing walking in the rain with a 40 in one hand and a 40 in the other before I'm walking in the rain wasting a perfectly good hand holding an umbrella. Don't even think about adding me, you dry ass nerds.
Yep. Don't even think about adding me, you dry ass nerds. Like that is. Yep.
And then Belinda replies. Belinda
I want to be with you.
I want to be you when I grow up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then just another fun one. He posts this picture. Look at this stupid ass pic of me and Stacy Keebler in 2005, I think.
My God. His hair is beautiful. It looks like a wig. It looks like a perfect wig.
Oh, my my God.
It's a good picture.
Damn, shout out to Stacey Keibler. Where the way?
This is a good
picture. Was he at a fucking eye doctor?
This is like a funny picture.
It was at an optometry place.
Did he see Stacey Keibler at a fucking optometry, like an eyeglass?
Yeah.
What is this?
I met her too.
Where did you see Stacey Keibler? In San Francisco?
It was a meet and greet.
Oh, did she have some sort of like eyeglass line that she was pimping?
No. Cool. There was just this mission optometry place that every once in a while wrestlers would be at.
That's super weird.
Yeah, we met Batista at Tower Records.
That's
as well.
Why not?
Yeah, that was
why not.
So this is I think the last one from Cool Greg. I needed to explain to you guys because there's a little backstory on this one right here. Click into the picture, Kev.
I see. Yeah.
All right. So this guy tweets, I got my very own Carmella socks. They're fabulous piece, whatever. On the socks, they spelled Carmella's name wrong. There's supposed to be two L's in Carmella's name.
Naturally.
All right.
The Italian's
Cool Greg replies, they spelled Carmella wrong. Now, Hughes replies to Cool Greg saying, only because Corey took the L. Now, what I need to explain to you guys is this weekend, it came out that Corey Graves, WWE announcer, was cheating on his wife with Carmella. And that shit went public, and it was really bad, and it is like a huge job right now. But the L is missing because Corey took it. Is fucking brilliant, and that tweet deserves way more retweets than it has.
That's harsh.
It is harsh, man.
That's harsh.
Fucking harsh world to live in here. What do I want to do?
Was he one of those announcers that we saw that was like dressed in a nice suit?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good looking guy.
He's the good looking guy. Yeah.
They're
so jacked. Facebook algorithm T-shirt time. Barrett let me down, and he's out.
Whoa, Barrett!
He's out. He assured me when we started the show, he's like, dude, I got 70 of these things, bro. I got so
four.
Many shirts.
He has four shirts. He walked in today, tried to pass off one that he wore the first week of Internet Explorer. I was like, dude, we're not fucking that fucking dumb.
I'm not.
We're not that dumb.
Man, I cut his mic.
But I found one anyway for you guys. This comes from Dr. Cupcakes.
It's
on Twitter.
It's a good one.
I think it's generally actually the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. And it's a shirt that says, we're never too old for Disney and Pokemon, with Mickey and Pikachu wearing each other's skins. But the worst part is how many fonts are on this fucking shirt.
Like, why are there so many?
Four that I can see. One, two, three, four. Yeah.
Like, why are you counting these
different
fonts? Yeah, those are definitely fonts.
That's bad.
For sure. That's bad.
This is really, really
also,
bad.
Also, and is a different font than the... cursive, the script.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And like, I'm just gonna say it. Like, there's something cute about the Mickey and the Pikachu.
Yeah.
But the Pikachu and the Mickey, like, look at Mickey's face over Pikachu's
head. That's terrifying. That looks like he skinned. He found a Mickey and skinned it, and is now wearing it as sort of like a trophy. You know,
I really
like when The Rock wore the lion in Hercules.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is a bad movie.
God.
I really like the pointing though. That.
Like this guy. I'm with this guy. Man, you think they're gonna go watch a movie together and get a little cozy?
Oh shit, you think they're gonna get real cozy?
I think they're gonna get real cozy.
How long are we going right now?
Oh, we've been about an hour.
Okay, cool. We're gonna skip clickbait for this week. We're gonna go into the fun clips.
Okay.
Because I definitely want to make sure that we got your videos that you submitted at patreon.com/kindoffunny. Bronze members or above can submit their fun clips for us to see. And every week, one video will be crowned Kevin's
least favorite.
His least favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the only competition on the planet you don't want to win.
Yeah.
Because Kevin will berate you, and trust me, there's nothing worse than when Kevin says anything to you.
Yeah.
This one comes from Sean I. Is that correct, Kev?
There's no way to know.
Barry, you've worked here long enough to understand that joke.
No, it's not that.
It's not that. Okay. All right, I see it. Let's
Mickey for Smash confirms his Christian 29D in the chat. That'd be amazing, actually.
Yeah. Ready?
They can get that in there.
This one comes from Sean I.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Oh no.
I'm gonna rewind it.
This is why these hamster wheels are dangerous.
God, see, this reminds me of me and Kevin so much, where he's the white one and I'm the other one.
Yeah.
Just getting screwed every which way.
Dude, I've seen you hanging on the side
Yeah.
Totally fine though. That's the thing about hamsters; they just—they don't care, man. They're just made of nothing but mammary glands.
Until they die, like there is a moment where they just die, and it's
You just you just throw them out the window.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Yeah. God
it's
damn!
They're dead.
They're gonna let the bugs eat them.
This one comes from Adrian.
Homie, right?
It's not.
Here.
Oh, it's not this one. Yeah, it is this one.
And he ain't leaving this side.
Oh.
Hey, homie. I know it probably hurts, but we gotta get out the road, G. Get out the road. I know, damn, homie.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. If this thing comes back to life.
Sorry, bro. I just know I didn't do it. Just know I didn't do it, G.
This is really emotional.
Man, I'm sorry, homie. Fuck, bro. Damn, you ain't leaving your homie side, bro? Oh, man, that's sad, G. Fuck, that's sad.
No. Oh, my God. Is he going to start fucking? Oh, no.
Damage, man. Oh my God, that's awful.
To me,
horrifying.
Terrible.
That is a perfect fun clip.
No, it's not.
There's twists, there's turns.
You are a psychopath.
You fucking feel
what is wrong with you?
You're like, you're a monster.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, to be fair, the corpse probably not going to mind too much.
Oh my God.
On that, it's dead.
This one comes from the Sheep Whisperer.
Give me a second. So,
okay.
When I said today that you fucked everything, like, there was too many.
Oh, all right, complainy complainerton.
No. I opened all the tabs and a bunch of them didn't open, so I kept clicking them. And then when I moved things over, tabs just appeared from nowhere. Tim, Nick, I'm talking to you.
My guy is making excuses.
This is from the Sheep Whisperer.
I can't do my job today.
No, it's out of order, you idiot.
Oh no, what do I do? I can't figure out how internet tabs work. That was amazing. That's awesome. Do you keep playing that again?
Yeah.
I was too busy making fun of you. That was great.
Nice
was
little good. Editing.
Again, there. One of those rare things where when people are trying to be funny, it's usually not funny.
Yeah.
That was good.
Well,
good right. job, guys. Next up, this is from Danny D.
Too bad Vine died, really.
Give me 2 seconds. Thought. Full time, dude. I feel like we've done this one.
Oh, DJ Kendall said, no, we do not support a Paul brother. Was that one of the Pauls? That did look like Jake Paul or Logan. Yeah,
you know what? But he made a funny video, so I'm not supporting him, but I'm laughing at him.
I forgive him.
No.
No?
Danny D sent in 2 videos.
Okay, yeah. I just found both of them. Great. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
There's no wiener in this, right?
I hope so. A tiny whitey underwear is weird, though. People, you gotta stop wearing that shit. That's good. That was good.
That was really good.
Mom, the dog smells is what that one's called for audio listeners. If you want to go to YouTube and look that one up.
Oh my God.
The music choice is excellent. Here's the next one.
All right. Oh, this is dangerous. Oh no. Yeah, this is why you gotta have a.
So good. You gotta fucking love it.
Yeah, I don't miss the Midwest.
No, God, no.
Worst.
This one's from Vinny.
Is this it? Yeah.
Yep.
Let's get some vol on this. There it is.
There we go. Ready?
Looks like Drake's friend Poe.
It does. It looks like Poe. That's ridiculous. You get me with that song every time. Yeah, what the fuck song. Is this?
Stop. Don't look at that.
I don't like it.
This comes from Michael Pozzlebon.
I don't like it.
Give me 1 second, Tim.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's actually the next video.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That's just gooey.
No, it's so gross.
There's something wrong about this.
It's so gross.
It's so nasty.
I don't
so
like how happy
either of them
either
are.
Of them look in this. There's God. Just a level of humiliation that like that toothbrush has been like it looks like the toothbrush paid for this.
Yeah.
Like give me
Ew.
The fucking squirty
Ew,
juice.
I don't like you saying that.
Give me the fucking sticky goo.
Give me the squirties, did you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, give me the squirty juice.
Fuck, let's go to the next one, Kevin. Jamie Sizeblinner says, this one gets me. She just eats shit so hard.
Hold on. I'm trying to fix this order.
Oh God! Oh no! No oh no!
Give me 1 second. Sorry about that. I got loud.
Yeah. Oh no! Poor kid. No, I don't like this.
All right, I want to show the
kids are just not coordinated. You know what I mean? They just fall down all the time like idiots.
Here we go. Ready?
Is that a Pop Tart? What the fuck is she eating?
It's pizzas.
That looks like the world's worst pizza. Oh. That's
but
not.
Like, I don't get it.
She like collapsed. She tripped. She tripped. Well,
she tripped over her rain boots and ate shit. Yeah.
She was so close.
Poor
and
kid.
Then,
well.
It looked like just like disaster out of nowhere. Like I'd be confident that she's gonna get to that table.
Oh, I feel like that must be play pizza. That looks like a play oven and play pizza.
No, there's no one that has a play oven that's this big.
Look at the oven. It's well first. Look at no. Look, go back and look at the oven. It's like there's like a TV in it. That's a play
shit,
pizza.
You're right.
First off, second off, if you think about it, why would you let your kid just reach into a brick oven and pull out a fucking pizza? You'd be the worst parent. Get the pizza. The pizza.
Yeah, you're right. Wow.
Yeah, this is someone. This is someone like made an entire kitchen for their kid.
That's fucking weird.
That's actually weird as fuck. Jeez. Poor kid. Oh my god, you guys are monsters. You guys are sad monsters.
DJ Kento.
For laughing at this shit.
DJ Kento sent in this one, and it's badass as hell. This guy knows how to party.
Got to meet DJ Kento yesterday.
Yeah,
fantastic
finally,
human being.
Right?
I know, he's nice.
Good stuff.
He brought some Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
I still have them now, so I'm going to eat them. And beef jerky, Nick.
How is this possible?
Centripetal force.
Oh my god, that's cool. That's really cool.
What a badass.
Also, the FAA is like, you're grounded now. You can't be doing this kind of shit up in the air.
You can't be doing this.
This is totally... I love that he's got a little cup holder for it, though.
It's party time.
That's
now,
baller. Oh, he's a Red Bull pilot. I get it.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
All right, next up.
Hold on. He's like now doing the other flip. Like he's going the
other
way.
He's drinking it.
Like you'd have to pull that. You'd have to pull that. That roll really hard, right?
No.
In order for the liquid not to come out.
Yeah, not that hard. It just has to be consistent.
Interesting.
This comes from Monkey Man.
Monkey Man, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Like beef.
What? Yeah. I've been there. I was there last night. I want to eat carbs. I smell like beef.
We can stop.
I smell like beef. I fucking sympathize with this kid. I want to shout out though. The name of this clip is "I Smell Like Beef" original extended version. Hashtag beef baby. Hashtag yeah. That's great,
dude.
That's honestly, real great.
This little kid seems a little too young to be able to talk that well.
Idiot. Oh my god.
Oh,
that well. This comes from Gabriel Cassana.
Damn it. Sorry. It's one of those things where I can't stop it now. It's happened. There it is. That was really scary, by the way.
Oh my god. That's really weird.
It was a trick. They were facing us the whole time.
That's strange as shit.
And then final clip of the day. This comes from Blackjack, who says, "Who wants to party, doggy dog?" Nailed it. Keep the audio low.
Oh my god. I don't like these. I'm bad. Oh, he's going into it. Wait, this is like Bridesmaids? You don't need to go this hard for yours.
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Hold on. Fuck. Something bad just happened. We lost that center monitor there.
All right.
Are you guys seeing it?
No.
No, it just popped up.
Oh,
no signal.
Shit. Give it a second.
Okay.
Something bad just happened. Also, what was that timing? That was too perfect.
That was amazing. It looks like it kicked a cord.
And crashed our stream.
Yeah, it's back up now. Okay, we got it back up now.
I know, I'm aware. Let's,
Oh my god, let's do it again.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot this guy is. What a fucking idiot. Bam! Right in her fucking head, and knocked down one of the floral arrangements. Oh, she's out!
God,
she's out!
It's over!
It's over! Oh shit! The round is over.
Man.
The 13-second knockout.
Oh,
Francis and Ganu.
Can I see the end again?
Oh my god!
Hottest marriage ever.
What a fucking thing! No, I think they were just bridesmaids. Thank God she's not the bride, or is it the bride? No, it's a bridesmaid. Oh, fuck, right in the face with a flip kick.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to the guy that kept filming this, though.
Oh, God.
Like, this is going to get me some gold on YouTube. This is where we're at.
Oh, wow.
What a ride, man.
This beautiful.
She
this
was
is
knocked
why
the
you
fuck
always
out.
See people. Here's what I'm saying. If it's your wedding, you can do shit like this. But if it's not your wedding and you're just a groomsman, don't fucking try
it's
to overshadow
moment,
people.
Bro.
You're not the bride, bro.
It's not your moment.
You could have just walked in and danced a little bit and not given someone a concussion.
Jeez.
What an idiot. What
well,
a fucking idiot.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Internet Explorers.
It's a good one today.
It's a good one, man.
I learned something new today.
What?
Opossum. I did not know
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned a lot.
In the chat. There's two words of the day this week. One, possum with an O before it, and the other is maelstrom. Maelstrom?
I don't know how to say it. I just say maelstrom.
It's mal. It's mal, so then storm. But
there's an E in there, isn't there?
I think.
Isn't there a hidden E?
I think that the O has umlauts.
Isn't it not storm? Isn't it
I think
strong?
It's M-A-E. Well, we'll let them figure out how to fucking spell in the chat.
The internet is fucking going to shit right now.
Well, the internet's going down right after we explored it, ladies and gentlemen. It makes a lot of sense. If you want to watch the Kinda Funny podcast be recorded live, you can be a Patreon supporter. Patreon.com/kindoffunny. 2 p.m. I think is when we're going live. No, it's 3. Whatever it is, just, you know.
It'll probably be 3. Because here's my prediction for this, though. We say 2 p.m. But Greg said, let's go to Buffalo Wild Wings. We always do this. We always mm-hmm. fuck it up. Mm-hmm. But I really want Buffalo Wild Wings.
I want them wings.
So it's probably going to be 3 to 5 instead
Until
of 2 to 4.
Until next time.
Have a conversational day. No? Show. Is that a different show?